Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me from the screen the sermon's title today, which is? There isn't a title. Oh, the title is sermon. The title is Wanna Fight? Based on our Ephesians lesson today, I should ask, is there anybody here who did not get a sermon outline when they came in? Raise your hand. It'll be given to you. I think we're ready to go. The text upon which our sermon is based, Wanna Fight, is Ephesians 6, these verses. St. Paul writes, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." When I was 11 years old and in grade 6, I was surrounded by a circle of kids on the school playground. They were the school bullies, each of them much bigger and heavier than me. And one of the guys stepped forward with a question. He said, "Wanna fight?" And it made no difference what my answer was to his question. He was going to fight me. And his buddies encircled me so I could not get away. And the fight we had was over in 37 seconds. And I learned a very important lesson in that 37 seconds. I'm a lover, not a fighter. In today's epistle lesson from Ephesians 6, Paul tells us about another fight. It's a fight or a battle that every one of us here today is in. This is a fight for your eternal soul. And your opponent is somebody that you cannot defeat on your own. Your opponent is the devil, Satan, and all his evil forces. This really is a fight to the death. And not just a fight to the death of your earthly body, but of your eternal soul. Listen again how Martin Luther described his fight in the Battle Hymn of the Reformation, A Mighty Fortress, which is based on Psalm 46 and also today's epistle from Ephesians 6. Luther writes, "The old satanic foe has sworn to work us woe. With craft and dreadful might, he arms himself to fight. On earth, he has no equal. No strength of ours can match his might. We would be lost, rejected. But now a champion comes to fight whom God himself elected." Now this champion is, of course, our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Before we talk about him, let's get to know a little bit better our enemy. In this text in Ephesians 6, Paul compares our spiritual battle against the devil with a Roman soldier in combat. And Paul says that every Christian believer is a fighter in this battle. Paul tells us that at the beginning of the battle, the chief weapon the devil uses is his flaming darts, flaming arrows shot from afar. Verse 16 says, "In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one." In ancient combat, flaming darts or arrows were used in long distance before the close-up one-on-one fighting. And Psalm 91:5 compares these fiery projectiles with spiritual warfare. Listen to Psalm 91:5. "You will not fear the terror that flies by night, nor the arrow that flies by day." The devil, says St. Paul, also uses flaming darts and arrows against you and me. They are his lies and his temptations that he shoots at us to soften us up, to frighten us, to discourage us, so that when the real battle for your soul comes on hand to hand against the devil, you'll be wounded and weakened and not be able to stand. But the good news is this, says St. Paul from our text, God provides you with a shield. The shield is the shield of faith. God has made this shield just for you, and he shows you how to use it. Verse 16 says, "And take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish the flaming darts of the evil one." God gives you the shield of faith and shows you how to use it. Now, what's the purpose of a shield in combat? Obviously, a shield gives protection from attack. And the purpose in your spiritual life? Well, it's the same thing. But God also gives to us shield bearers. Shield bearers for help and protection. The purpose of a shield bearer in battle? Well, when the flaming arrows come at you, there are certain soldiers in Roman combat, in combat all around the world, who have been trained to walk in front of you and hold up their big shields. And with their shields and with their bodies at times to absorb the attack against you. And what's the purpose of shield bearers today in our lives? Much the same thing. Your shield bearer is that brother or sister in Christ who stands with you and stands for you when the battle gets rough. That shield bearer is that Christian believer that you lean on in your life who holds up his or her shield of faith when your faith is weak. Now let me ask you a question. Who is your spiritual shield bearer? You're not sure? Then ask God to lay upon your heart the name of one person, one brother or sister in the faith to whom you can turn with confidence when the battle rages. This is one reason, by the way, God places us in the Holy Christian Church, that we can stand with and for one another. And for whom can you be a shield bearer? Ask God again in prayer to put in your heart the name of a person for whom you can stand when the battle rages in their life. God can use you to stand with others in battle. To also prepare us for battle, note your sermon outline. Not only does he give us a shield, what's the next thing he gives us? What do you have before you? A helmet. God provides for each of us a custom-fitted helmet. Ephesians 6:17 says, "And you, as you're in battle, take up the helmet of salvation." In the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 17, God himself is described as going into battle for his people. And listen how God is described. Quote, "He has put a helmet of salvation on his head." And Holy Scripture tells us that God gives to you and me his helmet of salvation as a gift. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says this, "By grace you have been saved. It is a gift of God." Just as the helmet is the most important piece of armor a soldier has, so salvation is the most important gift that God has given to you and me. And listen carefully now. As Holy Scripture teaches us, no person, no heartache, no pain, no setback, not even the devil himself can take away from you the gift of God's helmet of salvation that he places upon your head. By the life and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and his victory over sin, death, and devil, God has placed upon you a helmet of salvation that will never be taken away. But that's not all. Your dear Lord has also given you a sword for the battle. And this sword is sharp, and it's a short sword. Ephesians 6:17 says, "And take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." The sword that Paul mentions in this text is a very key Greek word. It means a short sword for close fighting, one-on-one combat. In ancient warfare, after the flaming arrows were shot, then it's time for one-on-one fighting with short swords. And God tells us in Holy Scripture, the sword God gives is very, very sharp. It is his holy word. In the battle hymn that Luther wrote, listen to what he said. "Though hordes of devils fill the land, all threatening to devour us, we tremble not, unmoved we stand, they cannot overpower us. Let this world's tyrant rage, in battle we'll engage, his might is doomed to fail, God's judgment must prevail, one little word subdues him." This one word is the holy, powerful word of God, especially the proclamation of the good news and victory of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever God's word is proclaimed in a sermon, whenever God's word is read and studied and discussed in a Bible class, wherever God's word is meditated upon at home, the liar, that devil, is subdued and sent packing. This is why your pastor encourages you again and again, really listen to Sunday's sermon. Sign up for and be involved in Bible classes and read the scripture at home so that God can place in your own hand his short sword of the Spirit to defeat the attacks of that liar. You want some more good news? Well, let me ask that question again. Do you want some more good news? This sermon today is just good news after good news after good news. Here's more good news. The victory in battle never depends on us. The victory depends on the strength of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to God's word as proclaimed in his battle hymn. No strength of ours can match his might, that is the devil. We would be lost, rejected. But now a champion comes to fight whom God himself elected. You ask who this may be? The Lord of hosts is he, Christ Jesus, mighty Lord, God's only Son adored. He holds the field victorious. Wow, the field of battle. And St. Paul says the same thing in verse 10 of Ephesians 6, the reading for today. He says, finally, be strong in the Lord and be strong in the strength of his might. The victory does not depend on us, but upon Jesus, God's strong champion who has come to fight and defeat for us the powers of sin and death and devil. Okay, do you want more good news? St. Paul in this text, of course, compares you and me to a Roman soldier. Now, everybody in Paul's time knew that a Roman soldier had his weapons and his armor provided to him by his commander. After the service today, you might want to talk with General Rob Roy McKenzie, who's with us, a member of our church. The same thing is true for him as was true for Roman soldiers of the day. Each soldier was outfitted from the Roman Empire, the best they had to offer of armor and weapon and shield and helmet. The soldier did not have to depend upon his homemade, makeshift, second-rate stuff. Farmers didn't have to bring their hoes. Fishermen didn't have to bring their boat oars. The Roman Empire provided them with the best for battle. The soldier was only asked one thing. And here's the one thing the soldier was asked: to stand firm when the enemy came. He was trained to trust his commander, trust his armor and his weapons, and to stand firm. Listen to what Paul says to you and me in Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. God, our commander, gives to you and me, his baptized and redeemed children, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, that we can stand firm and be victorious in the spiritual battle. Now, in the final verse of Luther's hymn, which we'll sing in just a moment, Luther says this: God's word forever shall abide. No thanks to foes who fear it. God himself fights by our side with weapons of the Spirit. Were they to take our house, our goods, honor, child, or spouse, though life be wrenched away, they cannot win the day. The kingdom's ours forever. My dearly beloved, on that day, and it will come for you, on that day when the devil or the sinful world taunts you with the threat, do you want to fight? You can reply with all confidence, bring it on. because I do not fight alone. I am clothed in God's armor. My shield bearers stand with me and by my side. My champion, the victorious Lord Jesus Christ, is here to fight. So set your time clock, you stupid enemy. This fight will be over in 37 seconds. In the name of Jesus, God's people said, Amen.